Hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the DME Interns Podcast. I'm your host, Saga Jakubchek, today joined by Lacey Fries, an HR intern here with the DME. In today's podcast, we aim to highlight her unique experiences working with us. It is great to have you on, Lacey.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
So now, just to start, you are an HR intern within the State Department, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Would you like to just start us off with maybe a bit about your role in general, basic responsibilities, things like that?
Some of the basic responsibilities are similar to what somebody would actually experience in their HR actual profession. Things like onboarding, offboarding, assisting with any questions that people would be considered employees for us, other interns, helping with professional development, training, that kind of stuff. Personally, I am the professional development lead for human resources, so I assist in all things professional development related.
I see. I think it's interesting how you mentioned that you have a lot of the same HR intern responsibilities that you would basically anywhere else. Because I was going to ask whether or not you being with the State Department has had a large impact on your role working with HR. You know, how like an accountant, for example, working with the FBI might look a bit different from one working with, say, an independent employer. But you seem to maintain that you were basically responsible for the same HR responsibilities that, you know, anyone might be.
Yes, that's true. So we don't necessarily cover all of the HR responsibilities that someone would have in a traditional job outside of an internship, but we do have a lot of the same things. So I know that the HR role as an actual job can cover a lot more things like benefits coverage and promotions and different things like that. And while we don't handle those types of things, for this internship, we do handle other things, like I said, which include the offboarding, onboarding, professional development, help for any of the other interns when it comes to anything that's human resources responsibilities.
Okay, I see. And now in your email to me, you mentioned being part of three different HR teams, professional development, increasing belongingness, and then offboarding. Would you like to just go into some greater detail about what these departments cover?
Sure, yeah. So I recently just took the lead for the professional development team. So I'm in charge of that team. We are going to be assisting with resumes and LinkedIn profiles, helping people understand how they should write resumes, so that they'll actually be successful and represent themselves in the best way that they can. And that will help them with their future actual careers outside of internships. The other things with their LinkedIn is it's important, and a lot of people don't realize it, but with the modern age, it's very important that everyone has a strong LinkedIn profile, because that is essentially the first thing a lot of people who are recruiting from the HR departments in outside of internships, they are looking at those just like they would look at a resume. So that is important, as well as making sure everybody understands how to use it, not just how to have your own list of employment that you've had. It's important to go on there and endorse people's skills, write recommendations for anyone that you've worked with. And going along with that, then we also make sure, and we're working on helping everybody with interview prep, because that is something that a lot of people struggle with, is they don't know how to respond to a lot of the questions. They don't even know what to expect. So we're doing a lot of research on the human resources and professional development side to ensure that we use our personal experiences along with professional recommendations on interview prep, so that everyone in the internship can actually be successful once they leave the internship. And we are also going to be coordinating with everyone to try and do mock interviews for anybody who's interested in doing so. Now, on the offboarding team, we haven't really had a ton to do with that at the moment, but the offboarding team handles offboarding. So when someone is going to be leaving the internship for whatever reason, either whether it's sometime early or at the very end of the internship, then we are going to make sure and go through and process that they are leaving the internship and make sure that all of the paperwork on our end is covered and all the different departments that they have access to are contacted to make sure that they know to remove those individuals from access so that everything only has the correct people in each department covering everything. And then as far as the engagement team, that is where we post a lot of things to keep people engaged and interacting, increasing communication, increasing belongingness between everybody. So it's a lot of diversity and inclusion. We make sure that we are, you know, understanding where people are coming from, trying to get people to look at other people's things from other perspectives, trying to have everybody communicate effectively with each other and respectfully. So make sure that they are understanding how things would be in a more professional environment. And because we are digital, and there's a lot of jobs out there now that are remote and digital only, we need to know how to be able to communicate with each other in a very professional and effective way. And so that's one of the things that we do with the engagement team.
Oh, wow. So in summation, you are incredibly busy.
Yes, very busy.
And now, as I recall, you mentioned that you were offered a leadership role within this internship. Is that correct?
Yes, I was. I was offered a leadership role within the whole human resources department, but I'm already really busy. Outside of the internship itself with school and my family and things like that. So I really didn't have a whole lot of extra time to put in. So they did offer me a leadership position for just the professional development team. So I can kind of just focus in on the one thing that I was already kind of working on. I was already kind of taking a leadership position in that anyways. So they went ahead and made me the official person in charge of that.
Right. And you spoke in your email about the importance of having direct HR experience when you are applying to jobs within HR.
Yes.
Could I ask, why is this experience so critical in your field in particular?
It's really important for people to understand how to interact with people, to know how to do things like offboarding and onboarding and the professional development of trying to deal with interviews and reviewing resumes and things of that nature, because those are key things that people are going to be doing in the human resources field outside of an internship as well.
Very true. And within that same vein on the topic of interviews, which is very on brand for us right now.
Yes.
You're on your way to being an interview yourself, an interviewer, correct?
Yes, I am. I, in addition to all of the other things that I have taken on, as I said, I'm very busy. I have taken a part-time position as an intelligence recruiter. So I recruit for positions in the government and military intelligence field, which was actually my prior field when I was in the military. So I have a bit of background knowledge for that, but I am new to the recruiting world. So I've had my first, I've conducted my first interview now with a potential applicant and reviewed resumes and things like that. So I'm getting my feet wet in that aspect as well. So my research that I'm doing for the HR internship for all the interview prep and resumes is actually really helpful in getting me going in this new recruiting position that I've accepted.
Absolutely. It's sort of like, in a sense, it's practice for you. And as I understand it, in a lot of ways, it's practice for some of our interns who ultimately want to refine their interview skills.
Most definitely.
What kind of employee do you think is going to benefit the most from being able to practice these interviews? You know, what skills will they develop? Things like that.
Honestly, I think it's beneficial to everyone. And in the internship, it's beneficial to everyone to be able to understand how to do a lot of these things. Not only just the skills that they're learning in their individual internships that are, you know, specific to their internship, like mine is specific for human resources. Of course, there's others for podcasting and different things like that. You're learning those skills, but us interacting from the human resources department, interacting with all of the employees is going to benefit them when it comes to getting in the real world and dealing with interviews and interactions with everyone. So it's really just positive for everyone all around. It increases everybody's communication skills and their writing skills. And those just are beneficial in any career field that you go into.
Very true. And it's not even just interviews, because you noted that you look over others' resumes and you check for different skill sets. You make sure everything is in place. What are some commonalities that you've noticed in resumes during your time spent here with the DME? Do you find there's one skill that tends to be more valued than the rest, or are we a very varied bunch, I should say?
What I've noticed so far is that we are quite the varied bunch. There are a lot of younger college students who don't have very much experience and are really learning how to beef up their resumes and write them in a way that will be really effective for them to get into their professional role once they graduate college. And then there's also people who are more like me who are older and who have veteran or a military veteran going back to school. And so they've got a lot of job and life experience potentially, but they don't necessarily have the experience of writing their own resume and dipping their toes into the civilian world of jobs and things of that nature. So everybody has a lot of different skills. But it's just everybody learning the way to write it and display it on your resume so that it comes across to meet the needs of the application that you're applying for, so that you can effectively communicate your skills to the employers. And that's one of the big things that we are doing when we are reviewing resumes is, you know, not just the general, what are your skills, but, you know, encouraging people to pay attention to the job application, what they're actually applying for and how their personal skills that they have can apply to those exact things that are being requested. And that's a thing that a lot of people don't usually understand that they need to do. So it gives you a step up when you realize that, you know, you need to modify your resume to actually go for the job that you're applying for. A lot of people think you just do a generic one. And while that works for some things, that usually is not going to represent you the best that a customized resume can do.
That's right. The goal of the resume is to make you stand out. You know, you don't want to have the exact same resume as 80 other people, all of the other applicants.
Exactly. And that goes for interviewing as well.
Very true. Very true. And I actually found it very interesting that you mentioned a lot of our interns are still in school, because that would include myself. As a more experienced intern, could you list for our listeners some of the skills that you were taught at the school that you attended, which I believe was the School for Technical Management?
Yes, I've actually attended quite a few different schools over the years. And in doing so, I've learned so many different skills that are just beneficial. But what's important for people to know is that your skills in one area can also be considered transferable skills to another area. So I have transferable skills that I have learned from a lot of other different things that I have done in life. So such as going to school now, I'm actually in human resources career field for technical management and everything. So the school and degree I'm working towards is towards that degree as well. And I'm in a human resources class right now. And we are learning things about the laws that we have to abide by, equal opportunity laws, different acts that are put in place that are legal requirements, anti-discrimination things like that that we have to know. But part of it is a lot of knowledge. It's a lot of writing and it's a lot of communicating, just like we're doing in here. But it's really honing that skills is one of the things that we really focus on a lot. And being detailed, it's important to be detailed when you're in the human resources field. You have to be very, very detailed when you're reading all of the laws.
Very true. And you have the experience and you have these transferable skills, which means that it is time for the job interview question, the dreaded job interview question. Where do you anticipate your education coupled with this internship leading you career-wise?
Well, career-wise, my hope is to be able to get into a position with the local government. So either the city that I live in or a city nearby or the county that I live in, and try and get a human resources position. They have a lot of entry-level human resources positions that I would qualify for, especially now getting this direct HR experience to add to my resume. I think will really give me that little bit of boost that I need, because that's where I would really prefer to be.
And now we are slightly running up on time, but before we conclude, we've kind of danced around it throughout this interview, and I'm very interested to know a little bit about your background with the Air Force. You've mentioned being an Air Force veteran, which of course translated at least in part to this internship, it being with the State Department, kind of a similar vein within civil service. Would you like to speak a little bit on that? How are the two connected, your military past?
Sure. So in some ways it's not connected at all. I was in the intelligence field and dealt with a lot of top secret information and dealt with a lot of the ongoings overseas on a daily basis. Those aspects of it don't have anything to do with this. However, I had to write reports and communicate effectively with everyone, and that has greatly helped me when it comes to this. In addition to that, aside from just being in that field and dealing with those types of things on a daily basis, I temporarily was able to secure the position of being a deployment manager. So that is surprisingly very similar in a lot of ways to human resources field. So it was managing all of the deployments for the unit and everybody in the building that I worked with. And so it was a lot of communicating. It was a lot of dealing with people's training and professional development and getting them sent where they were going to deploy to, and then doing and then integrating them back once they return from their deployment, which is very similar to onboarding and offboarding, which is something that we do in the HR field. So aside from that, we also had to do reports and ensure that everyone was up to date on what was going on with the recruitment of everybody for deployments, as well as everyone's training. So that's something that we will also end up having to do in the HR field.
Right. So they're related, but they're not hyper related. You didn't necessarily join the Air Force with the end goal of, oh yes, I'm also going to intern with the State Department, but they
no.
do have transferable skills.
No, not at all. It's definitely not considered what I would consider direct skills, and that was not my original intention, but it is where I have ended up, and I'm happy with that. But it has given me a lot of transferable skills that are very important to not only this internship, but to my future career in the Human Resources Department.
Oh, of course. And I'm just remembering now that in your Slack message, you wrote on the topic of the Air Force, and I quote, "I enjoy sharing that knowledge with others." So
yes.
Before I conclude our segment, do you have any parting words of military wisdom that you wish to impart on our listeners?
Well, I do, but that would definitely be very specific, it would have to be very individual based on that person's goals. If you're going to go into the military, based on my personal experience and many of my friends, I highly recommend someone goes through the Air Force. It really depends on your end goal, though. So if you want something that's more of a desk job or something where you're going to be doing something very technical, I highly recommend going into the Air Force. And then aside from just being very generic, I always am happy to assist somebody if they are interested in the military intelligence field and they have questions about that. Of course, I can't tell everything because some of that is top secret, but there's a lot of things that I could share about what the atmosphere is like, what the work schedules are like, things like that. So just know that when you go into things, that you know, it's not always going to be a Monday through Friday thing. And some people will have to deploy, some people won't have to deploy. It's a lot based on the job that you choose and or that gets chosen for you, depending on how you enter. And also a lot of your effort. If you don't put much effort in, you're not going to get very far. I highly recommend that if you want to really make it into a career, that it's something that you work really hard at. You put all your work into it if you can, and just take care of yourself at the same time so you don't get burnt out. But it still can be very beneficial for a lot of people in their lives to join the military. I know that it was for me. It's made it so that it's paying for my college right now, which is very important for myself and for a lot of other people as well. But I do think that it's important that you have an end goal in sight. If you plan on getting your degree prior to joining the military, you should try and enlist as an officer because you'll be in management positions. But if you choose to go in so that you can have the benefits of having your college paid for, then you should go in as enlisted, but try to get into a field that you think that you would plan on going into later in life, because then it will give you that direct experience and training that you already need.
Absolutely. Spoken like a true HR rep, someone who really knows their career stuff.
Yes, it's definitely important to try and if you can, try and get into what you plan on going into. It's just so beneficial to you in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned confidentiality, and then I realized basically my error in asking a State Department worker for their advice. Everything's confidential. So
yes, it is. There's a lot of confidential. There's a lot of generic things that can be discussed, but there's definitely a lot of confidential information, which surprisingly, you know, that's important for me in the HR field as well. I have a lot of information that's personal information about employees and interns and things like that that we don't share with everyone. It has to be confidential.
Right. True. You can't always entirely speak your mind because you've got this, you know, these responsibilities that you have to hang on to.
Yes, most definitely.
And now I believe that is where we must cap things off. Lacey, thank you so much for joining me here today on the DME Interns Podcast. It was a pleasure having you on.
And thank you for having me.
I would now like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, I'm Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned for next week's interview.
I would now like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you're listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned.